is the Bob Almanac here at 850. Everything that you've ever wanted in a radio program and less. Neil is with us here on location.
I'm here.
Have you added anything to your kitchen? I mean, can you tell us since you last broadcast from your kitchen, is there anything new? Can you paint the picture?
No.
Okay, all right. So. Today, thank you very much. We don't... do you have a can opener?
Just the handheld.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the electric.
The electric ones. I think we've talked about this before, the electric ones. Does anybody own an electric one anymore?
Well, you just don't see
them. The hand ones, you know, you can use your hands. It's actually exercise. You actually
sure.
Burn calories. We have an Almanac salute here today.
Up yours! Get out of the way!
Shaft. Richard Roundtree passed away.
I didn't see that.
This news just came in. Here overnight, and Richard Roundtree dead at the age of 81. Of course, he was Shaft.
Shaft. Hotter than Bond, cooler than Bullet. Rated R. If you want to see Shaft, ask your mama.
Just ask your mama. And she'll
He's
say
a bad
yes, hopefully.
Man.
He's a bad man. Isaac Hayes, of course, did the theme for Shaft, and he was Shaft. And then he reprised the role and was part of the new Shaft. What was it, the early 2000s when Samuel Jackson was Shaft? So he must have been, was Richard Roundtree Shaft Sr.?
Yeah, his protege.
Then, or what was that? I never did see that one.
His advisor.
His advisor, okay. Right. So was he Shaft then? Was that seen as a sequel to the one from whatever it was, 71? And so Richard Roundtree was still the same Shaft, or was Samuel Jackson Shaft, and then John Shaft, and then Richard Roundtree was another character in the 2000 remake or sequel? Can you answer that? Can anybody answer that?
You
have to look that up. Okay. Well, we don't have to. You can tell me later. Because today is Wednesday. And, oh, by the way, Richard Roundtree now gone, but not forgotten. Wednesday, October 25th, 298th day of the year. This date, 1870, postcards were first used in the USA. Do you think the first postcard said, "Wish you were here"? That's the famous line on the postcard.
Right. Probably doesn't say that.
I don't know when. Why not? Why wouldn't it?
It should, but...
That's usually what it does. It doesn't say what the picture was on the postcard, if there was a picture postcard, or whether it was just a postcard, and how much did the post office charge. Did they charge less than they did normally for regular posts?
I'd have to look that up, and I can't. I'm looking up other stuff.
They do now. They do now. Postcard is less than, you know, regular letter.
Oh, for sure.
I think that was the appeal of postcards.
Postcards, right.
You know, send a postcard instead of a telegram. I think that's what the whole thing was there, because there was still competition between the post office, parcel post, and telegrams in 1870.
Mm-hmm.
Probably never hotter at that point in time.
I would think.
1955.
Anyone can cook easily, beautifully, perfectly
with the Tappan Sure Cook.
Tappan microwaves available for home use. Available for sale for the first time, 1955. As I think many people know, the microwave oven was invented because it was a mistake. It was invented by mistake. Somebody was working for a company that was doing radar and how to use radar in detecting airplanes and war and, you know, whatever radar would be used for, and using radio waves for that and microwaves for that purpose. And the guy who was doing the experiments, he had a chocolate bar in his shirt pocket, and the thing melted. Good thing it wasn't too close to his heart. I'd hate to see him cooking his heart.
That would be...
That would have been unfortunate. Yeah, you died. You died because your heart is medium well. We checked it, and there's still some pink in the middle. So the microwave oven for home use introduced by the Tappan Company on this date... The first microwave oven that was available for people to buy was $1,295 in 1955. In today's dollars, I did the computations, $14,872. So that's, it would be like buying something for almost 15 grand a day.
Yeah.
So that was a luxury item for people, and it looked just like a mini regular oven is how they made it look, with the door that opened down instead of
across
like it does now. When did you get your first microwave?
It was probably in the early, around 1970, 72. Yeah.
We didn't get one until the early 80s.
Yeah.
And it was a Montgomery Ward. And believe it or not, my dad
probably was a little later than that, 75.
My dad still has that Montgomery Ward microwave, and it works. The only thing that doesn't work on it is the light on the inside.
Okay.
But the thing still works. He still uses it, and it's 40 years old.
Impressive.
Yeah. You would think that maybe it wouldn't be safe. You'd think some of the lead lining and protective lining of it, but you know, he doesn't.
I wouldn't stand too close to it.
He doesn't glow.
Well,
so I'm assuming that it still is getting the job done. Something to be said about those products from Montgomery Ward.
Mm-hmm.
They put their name on it.
We were just talking. Oh, yeah, when I was listening to our new album, my brother-in-law mentioned he had picked up a turntable from Montgomery Ward's and still has it, and it still works. There you go. There's another testament to the Montgomery Ward's products.
How about that? Yes. They were underrated, certainly. Mm-hmm. America would be a better place if we still had Montgomery Ward.
Or Monkey Wards, as my dad called it.
Oh, he did. Yes. Okay.
But it was, we shopped there for sure.
Yeah. 1964 this date.
Now, because of all of you, we're going to have them, and they're going to have them in both halves of the show. So here's the first appearance of the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones on Ed Sullivan for the first time. I get a sense that Ed Sullivan got pretty tired of the screaming girls. He's wondering, what am I doing?
Yeah. You can sense it there.
Rolling Stones' first song they ever did on Ed Sullivan is a cover of Chuck Berry.
Sounds so sweet.
Reeling and rocking. Hey, yo, do you think Topo Gigio was jealous? Nobody ever screamed for him.
Not like that, no.
No, certainly not like that. Probably ever.
Was.
People do scream at, but it's eeks. They don't scream, they eek. They scream eek for fear when it's a microphone, with it's a mouse.
Right.
With a microphone, by the way. Right. Topo Gigio with a microphone. They go eek. That is a term that is used.
It is.
Eek. Yeah. So that's 64, and it was funny that it was just 4 years prior to that, the anniversary that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards accidentally met on a train. Now, they were familiar with each other because they went to school together, but they accidentally met on a train this date in 1960, and that would then set up the scenario and kind of put things in motion for them to form the Rolling Stones. And then exactly to the date, 4 years later, they're on the Ed Sullivan Show.
So that's fairly quick rise to stardom.
And that was not the appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show where they asked him to change the lyrics. Remember,
the lyrics?
They were later on in the 70s, Let's Spend the Night Together. They didn't like that. The censors didn't like that, so they wanted to change it to Let's Spend Some Time Together. And if I'm, it was either the Doors had another one like that, and I can't remember, was it the Doors or the Rolling Stones or both of them that just went with the original lyrics? They just said, forget you, Ed Sullivan.
For sure, the Doors did. I don't remember what the Stones did.
Well, that's a shame.
There you go.
All
right. Hey, by the way, Shaft, you want to get the quick update? Yeah, they were all sequels, and Richard Roundtree was John Shaft Sr., Samuel L. Jackson was the second, and then there was another Shaft movie in 2019, and the guy who played Shaft there was Junior.
Was he Junior?
Yeah, Junior of Junior. So they were all...
He was the third? He was Shaft the third?
Shaft the third, in essence. Jesse T. Usher played John J.J. Shaft Jr., Samuel L. Jackson, John Shaft II, and Richard Roundtree, John Shaft Sr., and there were five Shaft movies.
Same day that the Rolling Stones were on the Ed Sullivan Show, exact same day this happened.
Myra
straight back to pass. Looking. Now stops, throws, completes it to Kilmer up at the 30-yard line. Kilmer driving for the first down, loses the football. It's picked up by Jim Marshall, who's running the wrong way. Marshall is running the wrong way. And he's running it into the end zone the wrong way. Thinks he scored a touchdown. He has scored a safety.
This is the thing about sports that...
That was just wild and wacky on this date in Kezar Stadium. We just played the 49ers, and this was against the 49ers in San Francisco. Jim Marshall got turned around. He thought he scored a touchdown and ended up being a safety. And one of the funniest and more interesting scenes from that is that an offensive lineman chased him all the way down, not to tackle him, but to thank him.
Right.
For giving them 2 points. And
it was
course,
a weird... play. Yeah. I mean, Billy Kilmer was really a quarterback. Most of, you know, and here he is catching the pass.
You got to play where you need to be, where you need to play. Yeah. I mean, he's the 64 49ers were desperate at that point. So that was this date in 64. It's what Jim Marshall, sadly, is most remembered for. But at the same time, most people wouldn't remember Jim Marshall if not for that play.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about NFL.
Yeah, it was the Iron Man. I mean, he played a lot
forever.
Of games.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of games in a row, never got hurt. He was invincible, yeah. It seemed, but right. You know, just got turned around, and it's still voted all time the NFL's number one blooper.
Whenever yeah,
they do
to
bloopers,
be.
Yeah.
He got turned around and was going north when he should have went south or something.
1971.
Walt Disney World is a tribute to the philosophy and the life of Walter Elias Disney, and to the talents, the dedication, and the loyalty of the entire Disney organization that made Walt Disney's dream come true.
And of course, in 50 years, you'll pay $20 for an ice cream cone.
Sure.
Walt Disney World, dedicated in Orlando, Florida. Disneyland had been opened out in California since the 50s, but this was the one, this was bigger, better, stronger. Faster. It was Walt Disney World. Of course, Walt Disney had passed away by now, so that was Roy O. Disney. That was Roy Disney.
His brother. Yep.
Who should have gone on and said, you know, without me, we wouldn't have had any of this Disney business, because I was the only guy who knew how to do business. Walt would have been penniless, shirtless, homeless, if not for me. Probably should have said that.
Probably.
But he didn't, because he was humble.
Bit his tongue.
He was
humble.
Good job, Roy. In 73.
Bad news here.
Apex Surplus Store, work clothing, camping equipment, guns and ammunition. Highest grade rifles, handguns, shotguns, all makes. Savings in every department.
That's bad news for Kojak. It was the debut of Kojak. This date in 73, it debuted as a regular weekly show. It had actually been like a made-for-TV movie with a character in it, played by Telly Savalas, named Kojak, but it was Kojak CK. At the end, and they decided to turn that into a TV program for fall of 73, and the rest would be history. He didn't say "Who Loves You, Baby" until like episode 6.
Okay,
just an FYI. And I don't know; I didn't watch all of episode 1. I'm assuming he had a lollipop.
I would think so. You know, had the Tootsie Pops.
The
going,
Tootsie Pops
like.
Going. So yeah. That was this date in 73 and 78.
Halloween night. A small American town, 15 years ago.
Halloween, the original, Jamie Lee Curtis, the whole deal, premiered on this day just before Halloween.
Very scary.
1978 and 79, TV sitcom history was made as Muhammad Ali was on Different Strokes.
Hi there, Arnold.
Who's that?
It's me, the champ.
Joe Louis?
This kid's delirious. No, it's me, Muhammad Ali.
You'll have to speak louder. I can't hear you over those golden harps.
Well, they took a page out of the Brady Bunch book, and Arnold faked that he was dying to get Muhammad Ali to visit. On this date, on a season 2 episode, I think it was season 2, maybe 3, of Different Strokes. And the best scene of the show is then when Muhammad Ali calls the Gooch, who was the bully of Arnold. He'd been bullying him for years. He was the Gooch. And guess what? The Gooch got a talking to. by the champ. Didn't they call you the Gooch? back in high school at Hopkins. Oh, here comes the Gooch. 19, the goof, the Gooch, yeah. The Gooch goof. 83 this date.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC News in New York. And here is the latest situation as we now know it on the island of Grenada, which is a tiny island, as you know, in the southern Caribbean. It has been invaded by a multinational force, as it's being described. The bulk of that force, about 1,800 American troops.
He said Grenada is a small island, as you knew. I was 13. I didn't know what Grenada was. I had never heard of Grenada until this date when the Marines landed. And led an assault. They were trying to get U.S. citizens and other citizens of other peace-loving countries out of there because there was a coup by the government, the communist government, there in Grenada.
I thought it was Camp Grenada. I didn't know where they were invading Camp Grenada.
Right. Very similar. Billy Spivey's got poison ivy.
Right.
They assaulted and they landed and invaded to get him out of there. Right. So he could go and get some treatment for his... Poison Ivy. That was back in 83. How about 86? We got a couple of baseball ones today.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
Now remember, the Red Sox had already blown the lead at that point in Game 6 of the World Series. So it wasn't all Buckner's fault.
No.
They had already blown the lead. It was tied. Ray Knight was at third. There was probably a good bet that Mookie was going to find a way to get him in anyway. And unfortunately...
He said the go-ahead run was at second.
I don't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, okay. Because, yeah, I think he did
score.
Well,
Mookie was at second, so yeah. I mean, get it to the outfield. Mookie was fast.
Mookie was the hitter. And Ray Knight.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I'm just confused here. Thank you for the.
Ray
Knight was married to Lopez, Nancy Lopez.
Yes, you're right. But such a
she
slow
would have scored
kind
on
of
that
a
play.
A slow roller. I mean, it's certainly one that Buckner would like to have back. But
and then
just
a year
added
later,
to the misery.
Right, it was too bad.
To Gaetti, for the first time ever, the Minnesota Twins are the world champions.
That's sweet.
Who was at the plate that time, Neil?
Who hit the ground ball to Gaetti?
Willie McGee.
Oh, E.T.
Not Mookie Wilson.
Right.
So the Twins won their first ever World Series this date in 87. We need to remember Roger Miller.
Oh, yes.
My uncle used to love me, but she died. A chicken ain't chicken till it's looking good fried. Keep on the sunny side. My uncle used to love me, but she died.
Roger Miller died on this date. He was 56, way too young. He could have been performing for years and years and years.
What a talent.
In 94.
Susan Smith claims a carjacker stole her two babies. What everyone hoped would be a joyous appearance by Susan and David Smith becomes yet another anguished plea.
Yeah, Susan Smith of Union, South Carolina, claimed a carjacker had driven off with her two sons. Turned out she drowned them herself.
Sick woman.
Very sad. Obviously had issues, mental issues. 94. 95, Cliff Richard received his knighthood from Queen Elizabeth II. First rock star to be knighted.
Kind of the Elvis of England, he was known as, wasn't he?
He sure was. This is a good Halloween song, Devil
Great
Woman.
Song.
Evil on her mind. She's going to get you from behind, so you better keep your head on a swivel.
Hours before the Learjet crashes on the South Dakota prairie, authorities know Payne Stewart and all five others aboard must certainly be dead. Know that.
And they were, sadly. No. Payne Stewart dead on this date. Five others. Apparently their plane, they didn't lose control. They really weren't out of control. They were on autopilot, but they lost cabin pressure.
Yeah.
And Stewart was only 42. And Flip Saunders died on this date. 2015. He was only 60 years old. Died of cancer.
Yeah.
We have birthdays now.
Fonzie, sit on it.
Oh. I just hear?
I think we should just all calm down and...
I'll handle this, Howard. You heard what I said. I understand about your curse and all that, and I know you are the Fonz with the hay and the woe. Even the Fonz cannot stand in the way of true love, and you have got to talk to Arnold if you get my drift.
She is Mrs. C, and she's probably the only one in Happy Days that could have told the Fonz to sit on it. She's 95 today.
Just remember, when you're at a game and you see grass, it's the opposite side of the ball. But if you see hardwood out there, it's the other end of the floor. Try to help you young guys in this profession you've chosen. It's one or two steps above prostitution.
Bobby Knight. He did not and was not fond of reporters, as you can tell. He's 83 today. He's still with us. Lead singer from Yes. You know this song is actually about roundabouts that you find on the road? It truly is. They were on a trip somewhere in England, and they went through like... They went, like, through 40 roundabouts, so he wrote a song about it. John Anderson is 79. We have more music today. One of the gals from Starland Vocal Band.
Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Taffy Danoff.
Very nice.
1/4 of the Starland Vocal Band on our list. She's also 79.
Our love is alive, and so we begin.
The great Chris Norman.
Foolishly laying our hearts on the table.
Speaking of Happy Days, she's singing here with Leather Tuscadero.
Wow.
Our love is
Susie
a
Quattro.
Very nice.
Burning within.
Stumbling in. And of course, he was also the lead singer of Smokey. Living next door to Alice, 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 who the bleep is Alice? Chris Norman is 73.
I'm Mike Ruzioni. I know how it feels when America wins. You can help America win. With M&M's chocolate candies and Snickers bar, the official snack foods of the 1984 Olympics.
Mike Ruzioni, game-winning goal in the game against the Soviets in the 80 Olympics, and then he went on to be a spokesman for M&M's. And you know, M&M's, they were the official candy of the 84 Olympic team. In fact, I remember seeing Mary Lou Retton, who I believe is back home and doing better.
Yes, recovering. Yes.
But I remember her before her big vault. She was downing some M&M's, just popping them.
Well, like a boost of energy for a gymnast.
Yeah. So Mike Ruzioni is 69.
Ay, caramba. Ay, caramba.
The one and only... voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright, is 60. Has anybody ever told you to eat their shorts, Neil?
A couple times. Mark, I did not heed their advice.
Mark Miller is 65 today. He's the lead singer of Sawyer Brown. We know what he sounds like.
Go ahead, Mr. Window. Mr. Window, yeah.
Speech, our rapper of the day and frontman of the... Arrested Development Group, 55 today. Shelley Wright.
Shut up and drive. You don't know what
Single White Female was her big hit. This one's pretty good, too. She's 53. He's currently the voice of Pizza Hut.
Come on. Man, me and Pizza Hut go way back. I've been playing this game since 82. You ever think Pac-Man gets tired of eating these same little dots?
And, of course, he worked in the warehouse on The Office. He was Daryl. He's 52. And Katy Perry is also on our list today.
When wild, there must be something in the water. Sipping gin juice.
Little Snoop Dogg helping her out. California girls. She's 39 today.
All right. Gone. Excuse me. But not forgotten. We do have a couple here today. Did you own a Picasso at any point in time? The painter, the sculptor of, I think, Spanish descent. Picasso, born on this day, 1881. Grand old Opry legend, the wonderful Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! Howdy! Howdy!
Even she misfires every now and then.
Yeah. You know, we had one catchphrase with Sit On It, and here's another one, this simple howdy from Minnie Pearl, and she did it many times, and born on this day, 1912. Baseball Hall of Famer Lee McPhail, he was the executive for the Yankees for 45 years, was the president of the American League, 1917. Billy Barty.
He's as crazy as you'll ever find. Crashed upon the doctor's aisle. Three kids are shrunken by laser ray. Will they always
he was the little guy, Dr. Shrinker, whenever they needed a small actor. Back in the day, he was their number one choice.
He was the guy, the Croft Super Show there. Billy Barty, born on this day, 1924. Fine actor, Anthony Franciosa is the way we always said it. Born on this day, 1928. He was in some good movies, including the remake of Stagecoach. Did a nice job there. Eugene Lee was Porky on The Little Rascals.
He said okay almost as much as Buckwheat did, and Porky was like Spanky's little brother.
Yeah, he was great. Born on this day, 1933, from the Little Rascals, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Forgot Helen Reddy.
Wasn't it nice to be around someone that you knew?
Yeah, she only had a few hits in the 70s.
And her own TV show, well, of course, who didn't?
Against the world.
Such a tender song.
Great song. Like what year was Helen Reddy born?
1941. And then one more here as well.
I don't know.
Kind of a different theme than Helen Reddy, You and Me Against the World. Chrissy Amphlett, who's the lead singer of The Vinyls, and of course this was from that scene in Austin Powers where smoke's coming out of the jumblies of the Fembots.
Right.
And there's cross-mogination.
Yes.
She was born jumblies. 1959. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Here's a Bobathon, My Mario, Brooks and Dunn. Who else do we have here? Desert Rose Band, One Step Forward, and a couple back, and then I got to find another fast one here. How about T. Graham Brown, I Tell It Like It Used to Be?
Oh, yeah, good one there, too. But I got to go Desert Rose Band today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault.